So first of all, just a welcome back to Tal. Baruch Hashem, he's feeling better. We're happy to have you back in Shir. The Furufu, a few. Alright, relax over there to celebrate. Sudas Mitzvah. Anyway, and also a continued Rafu Shalema for Ziggy Gelman. Zerachi Yoshua Ben Sipora Fega should have a Rafu Shalema. He's been having some stomach issues, whatever it may be, but he should have a full Rafu Shalema.
Does that have to do with Corona?
No, not related to Corona, but still, he should have a Rafu Shalema. Pesuch Sharchal Yisrael. Hold on, so let's do a couple thoughts. I asked my son what happened in this week's Parsha. He's in a little 3-year-old screw, whatever it is, playgroup, and they learn a little bit of Parsha. So I said, what happened? He said, Vayera Avram Hachnasis Orchim, inviting guests. He's very excited. I mean, I had to get it out of him a little bit, but yeah, that's what he knows about this week's Parsha. Avram invited guests. Very nice. Let's talk about...
That's very important
stuff to know, right? So let's talk a little bit about the Hachnasis Orchim of Avram Avinu. I want to share 3 different ideas pertaining to it, and maybe hopefully it'll resonate, and maybe even you'll share... Maybe even just one of them at the Shabbos table. So here we go. So Rav Soloveitchik, we'll say something from Soloveitchik, something from Maral, and something from Rav Reuven Feinstein, who is Rav Moshe Feinstein's son. Rav Moshe Feinstein, a picture of him on the wall over there. Bottom left picture, next to Rav Avadi Yosef. So his son, Rav Reuven Feinstein, said something in Chicago a couple years ago. So here we go. So Rav Soloveitchik says the following. If you think about the Hachnasis Orchim of Avram Avinu, so one way to do so is to compare it or to contrast it to the Hachnasis Orchim in Sodom. We know in this week's Parsha, Sodom is destroyed. We know Lot brought in the Malachim, right? He welcomed them in. He told them to come into his house. But we also know that the people of Sodom wanted to basically get these Malachim, right? They basically went to Lot's house. They said, who are these Chevra who are staying by you? Give them to us. Let us have them. And when Lot said no, they were ready to attack. Until the Malachim basically pulled and snagged Lot, brought him back in and basically zapped the people. Right, made them go blind, Rashi says, and saved Lot. But we see that there's a jarring contrast between the Hachnasis Orchim of Avram Avinu and the Hachnasis Orchim, or lack thereof, of the people of Sodom. So what's Pshat? So Rav Soloveitchik says there are many different ways to practice Chesed. Hachnasis Orchim is one of many different types of Chesed we can do. But what's special, what's significant about Hachnasis Orchim? So he explains the following. Hachnasis Orchim is often to the poor. It's not always, but it often is. A rich person can usually, through his means, right, find a place or rent the place to stay. Hachnasis Orchim differs from tzedakah, though. In what sense? What's tzedakah?
It can be given to anyone, not necessarily just poor people.
Okay, good. Well, I guess you can also say Hachnasis Orchim in certain circumstances can also be given to wealthy people. But Rav Soloveitchik says the following. He says that Hachnasis Orchim differs from tzedakah, because by tzedakah, what do? You give money, and that's basically it. Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't take so much from you to do. You give your money, you send your check, whatever it is, and then you say kol tov. That's it. Hachnasis Orchim is what?
It's hospitality. It's bringing in a guest.
Beautiful. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what does he say? He says it demonstrates full human equality, the belief that every being has dignity and is just important as any other. It's much easier, he says, to just give someone a check and say, peace out. Kol tov, I'll see you later, that's it. Send the person packing, right? But to bring someone in, to invite him under your own roof, to have him live in your quarters, so that means no matter what point in life this person is, no matter where he's holding, I'm treating this individual with respect. Right? You're treating him as an equal. So Hachnasis Orchim is symbolic of personal relationships, right? That understanding that every single Jew, we're all B'nai Malachim, regardless of wealth or knowledge or background, anything like that. Hachnasis Orchim is a mitzvah we do to everybody. It's a mitzvah shebegufo, the Rambam says. Meaning you're doing it with your body, you're there. It's not just sending a person away. But again, it's showing full human equality, the appreciation for the significance of every single individual. That's something Sodom severely lacked, and it's something that Avram Avinu obviously had, recognizing the significance of every single person. That's idea number one from Rav Soloveitchik. The Maral, again, this is maybe a little bit related to this idea of Avram Avinu seeing the good in people or appreciating every single person. The Pasuk says like this, we know... Anybody, I don't know what we know. Does anybody know what Avram Avinu served the Malachim?
Served them food.
What food?
So like, it says meat with mustard. It says like.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I think like steak with like mustard was a delicacy.
Okay, very good. So it's tongue. Anybody like tongue here?
No.
It's funny. The last time I asked this question, it's funny that obviously I kind of like it, because usually I find with people when you ask them about tongue, people are either really into it or they won't touch it. But either way, Rashi says he served them tongue with mustard. My father always says that this was the only Rashi ala Torah that my grandmother knew. She knew that what? They had tongue and mustard. So we also know, right, what other food? I think you're in the middle of saying some other things. What other food did they have?
They had like meat, like salt or something like that.
So the pasuk says like this. Pasuk says, "V'echa pas lechem."
Right.
Very good. Yeah. So there's a big discussion having milk and meat on the same table. Hold on. So before that though,
before the Torah,
the pasuk says like this. "V'echa pas lechem v'sa'adu libchem." V'sa'adu libchem means what? What's sa'adu? What's the source of that word? Sounds like what? Samach ayin dalid. Thank you, Rabbi Siegel. Not seder, samach ayin dalid, seuda, right? Seuda, v'sa'adu libchem, right? He basically sustained them. So the Rashi says like this, why is it libchem? What does it mean, why is it libchem? I'll explain like this. Generally speaking, when in Kriya Shema we say al livavecha. Why is it al livavecha, plural, to like hearts? So Rashi explains, based on a Gemara, that every single human being has two hearts. What does that mean? A yetzer tov and a yetzer hara. So Rashi says, why is it only sadu libchem with one base, meaning one heart? Because they're malachim, and malachim don't have? They don't have a yitzhar. Very good, Aaron C. I asks the Maharal a question. Kalman, you with me?
Yeah.
Maharal says like this, but Avraham Avinu saw them as what? Did Avraham Avinu know they were malachim?
No.
No, he thought they were Arab caravan chevra, right? So therefore, says Maharal, shouldn't it say sadu livavachem and not just libchem? You with me on the question? Avi, you with me?
Yeah.
Just sit. One more time. The pasuk says v'sadu libchem, which indicates that they had one heart. He sustained them, right? He sustained their heart. So the Rashi says, why is it not livavchem with two bays, right? We say al livavech and kriya shema. And the Gemara teaches us because every single Jew has a yitzer hatov and a yitzer hara. You with me?
Yeah.
So he says, Rashi explains because malachim don't have a yitzer hara. Good. Asks the Maharal on Rashi, I don't understand. Avraham Avinu saw these three chevra, he thought they were random Arabs. He didn't know they were malachim, and if that's the case, it really should say v'sadu levavachem, and not libchem. So answers the Maharal, a beautiful answer. He says that Avraham Avinu, we know he had a tent that was open, everybody came in, it was givaldic, right? And you have people from all walks of life. He had people, he thought these three Arab caravanners were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right? We know that based on how he washes their feet. He had all these people coming in, and yet what? Says Maral, he never ever looked at, he never related to, he never thought about their Yetzer Hara. He never pointed out, he never focused on the negatives of his guests. He only focused on the Yetzer HaTov. And that's why it says V'sadu Libchem. All these different people coming in, you have people from all walks of life. Right? I don't know if you guys know about the Machlises. The Machlises are a family in Yerushalayim. They do chesed like no other. Rebbetzin Machlis was Niftaris a few years ago. They had literally hundreds of people at their house on Shabbos from all walks of life, and yet people who were doing things that normal guests probably wouldn't do. But they were so patient and they were so sincere and they looked for the good in people. Right? Avraham Avinu would only relate to, he'd only focus on the positive of their guests, and I think that's a beautiful idea. When people come to our house, and even when we're not bringing people in. Right now, unfortunately, we can't have guests. We shouldn't be having guests. But when you interact with people, to be focusing on the positives, looking at their Yetzer HaTov, and not focusing on the Yetzer Hara, that's idea number two of the Maral. So far we had Rav Soloveitchik, Hachnasas Orchim symbolizes human equality. Number two, the Maral, that Aaron Vino looked at the positives. Last idea, and this is from Reuven Feinstein. I think you may have been Aaron Svi at this Mishmar.
I was.
Oh, so let's repeat the idea. There's a beautiful, beautiful Vart.
I remember seeing.
This is the Thursday night mission by Rupsis.
I've seen.
You were there?
I would have went. I couldn't go.
Oh, so we'll review it. Here we go. Guys, listen to this idea. Eliyahu, you with me?
Last year, Reuven Feinstein Shlita came. He actually had just lost his wife only a few weeks before.
It's true. So here, let's listen to this idea. It's a really beautiful idea. And if there's one idea, I would say that's like a slam dunk to say over at the Shabbos table, it's this one. He says like this. Imagine for a second you have an ani. You have a poor person who shows up at shul, and he doesn't have a place to go. So he asks someone, he's like, is there anybody who can host me for a meal tonight? I'm looking for a place to stay. And the guy says, there's a guy who's super wealthy. He lives about two blocks down. Just walk, make a right out of the shul. There's a giant house. Just go there, knock on the door, he'll take you in. So sure enough, he goes there, knocks on the door. Big, big door. Opens up. And someone says, come on in. He says, are you the host? And he says, no, but come on in. And he walks in, and he sees that there's this giant table that stretches through the dining room into the living room, and there are dozens of people there. And there are aniyim there also. There are people who are traveling. There are business people. They've got his family. All sorts of people at this table. And this ani, who's a guest, he's not from this community, he's never seen so much food. There were different types of soup, and then there was the fish course, and then there was the main. It had meat and chicken and kugels and everything you could possibly imagine. And then there were desserts that were delicious and but totally excessive and so unnecessary. Imamish ate to his heart's desire. You know that move sometimes on a Shabbos, you have to undo a notch on your belt because you're so stuffed? That's probably what this guy felt like. That's case number one. It says Reuven, but what's case number two? The guy goes after Minyan, and he's looking for a place to stay. And a man approaches this guest, this ani, with his child, and he says, listen, you don't look like you're around here. Do you have a place to go? And he says, no, I was looking for him. He's like, why don't you come to our house? And he takes him down to a very modest home a couple blocks away from the shul. They knock on the door, and he says, let me just make sure it's okay with my wife. And he says, you know, sweetie, can we bring in a guest? And she says, of course. And their little daughter, who is home, gets all excited. A Shabbos guest. It's so exciting for them. They have a small dining room table, and there's really not a lot of food. It's not excessive. It's not in abundance. But everything they brought out, they offered to this guest first. And they asked him, you know, where is he from? What's his family? What's he up to? Where is he going? What are his plans? Where does he hope his travels take him? And then at the end of the meal, they show him a small room, right? That the mother of the house, she prepared a small little bed for him, and the daughter was going to sleep on the couch that night, so this man could have his own room. So ask Sir Ruben the following question. Who had a better meal?
Second guy.
Oh. So if I asked you who ate better, everyone would agree that the first guy had the best food possible. But says Rav Reuven, not who ate better, who had a better meal, who felt better. So he explained, Hachnasis Orchim, right? For sure the second guy. So the Hachnasis Orchim, says Rav Reuven Feinstein, Hachnasis Orchim is about making a guest feel like a family member who's visiting. Making a guest feel special. Making a guest feel like the guest of honor. And when we do things specific for our guests and special for our guests that make them feel like we're doing it just for them, that's the best kind of Hachnasas Orchim. So says Reuven Feinstein, now we can understand the Rashi. Why is it that Avraham Avinu served them tongue with mustard? Well, how many tongues are in a cow? Not a trick question. Very good, Avi. Just one. So what did he do? He got a tongue for each one of the guests to show, I'm doing this whole thing just for you. There's plenty of busser, there's plenty of meat on a cow. You could easily feed three people with just one cow. But he wanted to show them, I'm doing something specific and special for you, just for you. I'm giving it right to you. So says Reuven Feinstein, that's what Hachnasas Orchim is. Hachnasas Orchim is making our guests feel super special. That is the greatest, that's the spitz level of Hachnasas Orchim. Okay, so just let's review. Three ideas are Salvechik, human dignity, is symbolized by Hachnasas Orchim, the Maharal, who said Avraham Avinu only focused on the positives of his guests. And we have Reuven Feinstein, who said to do Hachnasas Orchim properly, in the most ideal way, is to make sure our guests feel like they're cared for, and that we make them feel as special as possible.